it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, here's my word. Get the hell off my spread. Now.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a hump day edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm perhaps the biggest hump you'll find anywhere. My name is Joe Spano. The other hump in this duo, Bob Black, is off today. If you want to join the discussion, dial me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. We got a big show on tap for you today, and I'll set the table in just a second. But let's do what we do at the top of each and every hour of the Spano and Black Attack. It's run down the myriad of ways you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go via your devices, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a heck of a lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Smart Radio, all downloadable to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't. All have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Last but not least, in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces are able to listen to all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack, and we thank each and every member of those armed forces for their service to the greatest country in the world, the good old U.S. of A. This edition of the Attack, we're going to start out talking a little NBA, the big injury to Kevin Durant, what it may be, what it may mean to the Golden State Warriors. We'll then hit all the other NBA news. Out of that, we'll roll into the NFL, a couple of notable players cut by their teams. And then at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, Alejandro Villanueva and Colonel Jeffrey Grammer will join us, and we'll talk brain injury awareness and a new center set up to help veterans deal with brain injuries, as well as taking a look at the Pittsburgh Steelers and the work they've done this offseason thus far. That's this edition of the Attack. We'll tip it off next, talking Golden State Warriors right after this short timeout.
I'm Eric Newton with your Match.com Together Minute. Look, I get it. You're listening to a sports network right now, and you're wondering to yourself, what relevance does this baloney about relationships have to me? Hey, totally. You're way more interested in a team at this point than you are in a conversation about marriage. Otherwise, you'd be listening to Oprah, right? But look, since you've gone this far with me, just consider this. If you get right down to it, everything in our world is about cooperation. That's obvious if you think about team sports, but it's more fundamental than that. Cooperation is humanity's very survival mechanism. Sports and games are an excellent way of building and then testing those survival skills. And that's my only point in all of this. I'm not here to be Pollyanna about love. I'm just saying that if you pay attention, the same fundamental skills apply to love as do to the game. And anyway, it's all a game. I'm Eric Newton from The Together Show with your Match.com Together Minute. To check out our podcast, go to together.show. 1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I had no idea he was behind me. Just, they shot the ball. I was boxing him out, boxed the board to my man out, and, pulled me, and I just, apparently I fell on his knee.
I'm always concerned about any injury because you never know how bad it's going to be. So we'll just wait and see and keep our fingers crossed.
That's the voice first of Zsa Pachulia and then Steve Kerr in the aftermath of Pachulia attempting to box out and falling on Kevin Durant and injuring his knee. And that's where we're going to start this Wednesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Again, I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the discussion, dial me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. Let's keep it to 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. And again, where we're going to start is Kevin Durant leaving the Warriors game versus the Wizards early in the first quarter after hyperextending his left knee. For those that didn't see it, Zsa Pachulia kind of explained what was going on. He was trying to box out. He fell backwards into Durant's left knee. Durant stayed in the game for a while. He was noticeably limping. When the Warriors, about a minute and a half or so of playing time later, called timeout, Durant exited the game and did not return. Durant took an MRI last night, and the results should be released at some point early today, sometime before 12 noon Eastern time today, you know, early morning out on the, you know, here on the East Coast. And if you're anybody that is a fan of the Golden State Warriors, you're a member of the Golden State Warriors organization as a player, a coach, or in that front office, you are hanging on with bated breath to find out whether this is serious or minor and what kind of an impact it's going to have on Kevin Durant's season. Because here's the realities of the situation. With Kevin Durant in the lineup at 100% come playoff time, because the regular season, not all that significant here. Yes, if Durant were to miss most of the balance of the regular season, is it possible Golden State drops out of the one hole and San Antonio passes them as the number one seed in the West? It's entirely possible. But if Durant were to return somewhere near or at 100% within a couple of weeks before the playoffs start, you get him back into midseason form, you get him integrated back with this group, come the playoffs, they're still the overwhelming favorites to come out of the Western Conference and advance back to the NBA Finals, where in all likelihood they would probably be matching up with the Cleveland Cavaliers. That said, if this injury is serious enough and Durant's not only regular season, but his appearance in the playoffs is in peril, well, all of a sudden, the Golden State Warriors in a major way have come back to the pack in the Western Conference. Because as I said, the realities are, if you were to lose Durant for most of the rest of the regular season, the Warriors can withstand that and still win a lot of games maybe even hang on to their number one seed out West. Maybe they end up the two seed just because of how well San Antonio has played this year and actually how close they are to Golden State. Obviously, Houston in the three hole would not pass Golden State, but San Antonio, four games back, 8-2 in their last 10. I could see if Durant were to be out, say, until the last week to 2 weeks of the regular season, where San Antonio actually elevated themselves into the number one seed in the West, and it was Golden State that was the two seed. Ultimately, unless Durant's injury is going to carry through and into the playoffs, I don't know how much that matters. I think with a healthy and reintegrated Kevin Durant come the playoffs, the Warriors are still the overwhelming favorite in the West. If Durant is going to be out the balance of the regular season, the balance of the playoff run, or you're not able to get him back until the playoffs and you have to try and reintegrate him during the playoffs, get his wind up during the playoffs. Well, if either of those scenarios take place where there's no KD for the playoffs or it's a limited KD for the playoffs, all of a sudden, Golden State comes back to the pack in the Western Conference, and San Antonio and Houston and maybe even Utah would actually be threats to Golden State. I think for the balance, as I said, of the regular season, they have enough firepower to withstand this. Andre Iguodala would get more minutes, and maybe they have a slightly more defensive focus. It's in the playoffs where the landscape would change. And again, by all indications and everything that I've read and heard, it was an incredibly somber mood in that Golden State Warriors locker room after their loss to the Washington Wizards. And notice, 5-6 minutes into our discussion here, and it's the first time I mentioned the game, and the Warriors did lose to the Wizards last night in Washington, and I don't think anybody cares. It was 112-108. I don't think that's what matters here. What matters here, and what everybody that's a fan of the Golden State Warriors or affiliated with that organization is waiting for, is the result of the MRI. If it's minor, they'll err on the side of caution, and you might not see Durant for 7 to 10 games. If it's major, but maybe they can get him back for the back half a dozen games of the regular season, they'll probably be fine. If it's more major and it puts his appearance in the playoffs in peril, Golden State Warriors are in real trouble. They're still a contender without KD to get out of the West, but they're no longer the overwhelming favorite. And they certainly wouldn't be the favorite against the Cavaliers in an NBA final, in my mind. So everybody around the organization waiting with bated breath. You heard from Zsa Pachulia earlier in the segment. You heard from Steve Kerr, always concerned about injuries. Zsa explained what happened, didn't even know that Kevin Durant was there. And, you know, unfortunately, again, you know, as an organization and as a general manager, Bob Myers, along with Jerry West as the consultant and really in many ways overseer and the guy who helps Bob Myers organize a lot of this, you make your very best efforts to put together the most powerful organization that you can as far as weapons on the basketball court. Best laid plans of mice and men. And it could all hinge and it could all kind of come apart on a freak knee injury and a fluke knee injury to Kevin Durant. So everybody around the organization will be waiting, and all the fans will be waiting with very much bated breath to find out exactly the status of Kevin Durant going forward and exactly how severe or not severe that knee injury is. As a result, the Warriors reverse field. They were going to acquire a third point guard for that 15th spot on the roster, a veteran hand in Jose Calderon. Well, they've switched gears, which leads me to believe there's at least mild concern about the seriousness of this injury and how long it may keep Durant out, at least as far as the regular season. Don't know if it puts his playoff run in peril, but it looks like the Warriors are going to sign Matt Barnes to a contract for the balance of the season. And he'll bring some toughness, defensive acumen, little bit of outside shooting. Not going to play huge minutes. Iguodala's minutes will go up significantly, and he'll likely be elevated to the starting lineup. But Matt Barnes will play a role and help the Warriors through the regular season. Don't know what kind of an impact at 36 years old he can have on a playoff run if he's needed. And we'll talk about that next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last. This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack.
Who is it?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, it's me. It's Joe Spano. As we continue here with the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline, we're talking Kevin Durant and Golden State Warriors. And if you want to join the discussion, dial me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. If you'd rather communicate with me on Twitter, like many do, at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. And again, the topic of discussion thus far has been Kevin Durant, him leaving the Warriors game versus the Wizards early in the first quarter with a hyperextended left knee as a result of Zaza Pachulia falling backwards and colliding with Durant's knee. Durant actually stayed in the game for about a minute and a half or so of play And then when the Warriors called timeout, Durant kind of limped off, went back to the locker room, wasn't seen again, actually left the arena before the game ended. And as a result of the injury, which again, it was a very somber locker room after the game, there's great concern about the seriousness of this injury in Warrior Land. And we talked about what it could mean to them going forward. You know, as I say, with or without Durant, they're a top two seed in the West. With Durant, if he's 100% and they've gotten them back a couple of weeks before the playoffs start, they're still the overwhelming favorite to end up in the NBA Championship Series and the NBA Finals out of the Western Conference. If Durant is gone for the year, or even if you can't get him integrated and he's not 100% with full wind and in midseason form for the playoffs, they've really come back to the pack in many, many ways in the West. And it wouldn't be shocking at that point if they weren't to come out of the West and advance to the NBA Finals. That said, they have taken some measures to mitigate, at least for the regular season, the injury to Kevin Durant. Hope that it's not too serious. Hope that they can err on the side of caution and be in a position where the last couple of weeks of the regular season, they can bring KD back, get his wind back up to where it'll need to be for the playoff charge, and get him reintegrated back into the lineup and into the rotation so that the Warriors are able to hit the ground running come the postseason. That said, they bring in veteran Matt Barnes, a 36-year-old veteran. He's not on the last legs of his career, but he's certainly not the player he was 5 years ago. But a solid quality piece who will back up and play some role in the regular season as a small forward should Durant not be able to play a role for much of that regular season. And he'll bring three-point shooting, although he didn't shoot it great this year, but he does have a history as a solid three-point shooter, so he'll space the floor, and he'll bring some defense. So, you know, it's the kind of signing you have to make. Originally, they wanted to add the veteran ball handler in Jose Calderon, another guy that could shoot the three, doesn't turn over the ball much, decent ball handler, not much of a defender, but they were going to bring him in as a third point guard type. And he wouldn't necessarily be a part of the rotation, but he'd be that ideal 15th man on that bench. Well, with the injury to Durant, and I guess the concern internally about how long they may lose Durant and whether they can get him back for either any part of the regular season or their postseason charge, they kind of reverse fields and they bring in Matt Barnes and they get that help at the small forward position that they're going to need should they lose Durant for any period of time. So, again, really in this situation, more than anything else, it's a waiting game. There's not much more we can do, whether you're a fan, a journalist, or a member of the Warriors organization, than wait. Once we know what the Warriors are up against, we can talk more intelligently about where their fortunes may lie and what their chances are going forward. But just to give you some idea of how good an offensive player Durant has become before we move on, him exiting that game early on Tuesday night ended up ending a 562 consecutive game streak where he had scored double-digit points. He hadn't failed to reach double digits since 227 of 2009. And before Tuesday night, he had only been held to less than 10 points twice since his rookie season and eight times in his entire NBA career. So he was in addition to being truly one of the great players in the game, as far as his total package, and in particular, his offensive acumen, whether it be as a scorer, playmaker, rebounder. He was also the model of consistency. He was always there to put up points for you. So the, a couple of streaks for Durant end. I don't think those streaks are nearly important to him or anybody else as his return to health, especially if you are a fan or a member of the Golden State Warriors organization and so much of your hopes for regaining the NBA championship and hoisting that Larry O'Brien trophy again rest on the health and success of Kevin Durant. 800-878-PLAY if you want to weigh in. Again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Other NBA news, and let's stay with the NBA a little bit. We've talked about this move a lot as it was rumored to be coming to pass, and there was some speculation that other suitors may end up getting his services. But as I predicted all along, Andrew Bogut, it looks like, is going to the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Celtics, the Rockets, and the other suitors in the Andrew Bogut sweepstakes lose out to the Cleveland Cavaliers, who, despite the injury issue of their own that they're dealing with Kevin Love, based on everything that's gone down between what they added at the deadline in Darren Williams and now Andrew Bogut and the move for Kyle Korver a month and a half ago, the fact that Kyle Lowry goes down with the wrist injury in Toronto and the fact that Boston just didn't do anything, I think the Cleveland Cavaliers, they're the big winner in my mind at the NBA trade deadline, despite not having made a trade in almost 2 months. And they're now an overwhelming favorite, even if Love is not able to return for the end of the regular season or some of their playoff charge. I still believe they're the overwhelming favorite to come out of the East and end up in the NBA Finals. And now, with the uncertainty in Golden State, if it were to be a diminished Golden State that were to make it to the NBA Finals or somebody else out of the West, I'd have to make the Cavaliers at this point, with or without Kevin Love, an overwhelming favorite over whoever it was that were to emerge out of the West. I just think the Cavaliers have managed and massaged this perfectly. The depth they have at every position. Now with Bogut, the versatility, they can go bigger if they have to. They still have the ability, with or without Kevin Love, to go smaller and space the floor. So I love the construction of the Cleveland Cavaliers right now, and I do love the addition of Bogut. Again, how big the role he will play remains to be seen. How big a role he will play really does remain to be seen. I think with Love out during the regular season, you may see a little bit more of him than you may actually think. I understand Derek Williams is now there, and he's taking up some of that Kevin Love slack as a scorer. But I could see Tyronn Lue and company experimenting with bigger lineups that used Bogut and Tristan Thompson together during the regular season for a couple of reasons. Bogut's ability as a screener should open up a lot of these perimeter guys for wide open jump shots, which should help that offense. And his ability as an elbow passer and to facilitate offense from the elbow as a big, much in the way Kevin Love did before he went down, may be a part of this offensive game plan that Tyronn Lue and company want to revisit with Bogut until, or if Love, you know, until Love gets healthy, if he does get healthy at all. They may find this more valuable, and they may go big because of the rim protector aspect, the screening aspect, and the passing aspect of Andrew Bogut. They may find that more valuable than what Derek Williams is going to bring in replicating a lot of Love's scoring, not only on the interior from the post, but also from the perimeter. So it'll be interesting. And the nice thing for the Cavaliers is they're now going to have somewhere in the area of, I don't know, close to 30 games to figure all this out. And it'll put them in a good position to find out what lineups mesh best as far as their offensive flow. And it'll give a chance to figure out what life may be like after Kevin Love, should he not return from the knee injury in time for the playoffs. We'll talk about that next and other moves around the NBA right after this.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I can't take it anymore. I have had it up to here.
Don't get upset. As we roll on here with the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline, I'm Joe Spano. 800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, that number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Focus of the discussion thus far has been the NBA, the injury to Kevin Durant, what it could mean or might mean or will mean to the Golden State Warriors. And then we rolled into the Cleveland Cavaliers and the final piece to the puzzle for them for the 2016-2017 regular season and playoffs, the addition of Andrew Bogut, which is now all but official. So again, to kind of wrap up the Cavaliers, this is in many ways the final piece. You now have the additional rim protector. And this will allow them to go big or small, so they got versatility of looks. With Deron Williams' addition, they have the volume of playmakers that they need and ball handlers. They're deep at every position now because they've added Kyle Korver earlier and Derek Williams earlier. So when you look at what they have, you know, Kyrie Irving backed up by Deron Williams, and then you also have Kay Felder there, who, again, a young point guard who may develop. Right now won't play major minutes. But, you know, in the grind of the regular season, if a Kyrie Irving takes a night off and Deron Williams starts, Kay Felder can give you a few minutes. If J.R. Smith should get healthy before the end of the regular season, you're incredibly deep at these wing positions with Korver, with J.R. Smith, with Iman Shumpert. You know, obviously LeBron, who's going to play a lot of small forward and a touch of big forward. Derek Williams, James Jones, the ageless Richard Jefferson. You know, then you got bigs and Tristan Thompson and Andrew Bogut. So with or without Kevin Love, because of the injury to Kyle Lowry and the fact that the Celtics didn't do anything at the deadline, in my mind, the Cavaliers are still the overwhelming favorite. And to be honest with you, if they were to get Love back at 100% sometime around 2 weeks before the end of the regular season, they get his wind back up, like I was talking about with Durant as it relates to Golden State, depending on the severity of his injury. And Kevin Love is 100% integrated back in that lineup. And he's 100% ready to go, and he can be Kevin Love, and it's Kevin Love in midseason form. The Cavaliers would be, in my mind, especially if Kevin Durant is severely diminished, an overwhelming favorite to hoist back-to-back Larry O'Brien trophies. So, you know, the Cavaliers have done now everything they can do. They fortified themselves in every way. And now it's just wait on the return of Kevin Love, which will help them a lot. But again, the injury and loss of Kevin Love is not debilitating to the Cavaliers the way the loss of Kevin Durant could be for the Golden State Warriors. So I'm really starting to, or the injury to Kyle Lowry could be, or might be, or will be to the Toronto Raptors. So I'm really, really liking where the Cavaliers are. And David Griffin has done a brilliant, brilliant job. And I think they're set and poised again to go back to the NBA Finals. And it may be very, very likely that they'll be winning the NBA Finals. So, again, David Griffin showing just how brilliant he is as a general manager and how players, no matter how good they are or how much they are team leaders, they need not be general managers. LeBron needs to keep quiet, stop the whining. David Griffin got you everything you wanted, and it didn't cost you a single asset out of your rotation, just a few million of Dan Gilbert's dollars. So Cavaliers are all set. Warriors right now, until we get the results of the Durant MRI, are in a state of peril. And, you know, those two teams who we thought coming into the NBA season were a fait accompli to meet in the NBA Finals. Well, on some level for both of them, there's some doubt due to injury. But I think right now there's a lot more uncertainty in Golden State than there is in Cleveland. 800-878-PLAY if you want to weigh in. Again, that's 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. At JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline. USA. I guess the remaining NBA story is the Washington Wizards, the red hot Washington Wizards, who really have played terrific basketball after a lousy start and find themselves at 35-23 overall, six games back of Cleveland in the Eastern Conference standings, just two games back of Boston in the Eastern Conference standings and only one game back in the loss column. And Toronto also, Toronto just two games back of Boston in the loss column. They're going to add another piece. You know, the Achilles heel for the Washington Wizards has been their bench all year long. And, you know, because we love their starting five with Marcin Gortat at center, and he's having his usual solid, quiet, effective year in his 35 minutes as really the fifth scorer on this team, chipping in with 12 points a night, but grabbing you 11.3 rebounds and just playing stout defense against other bigs and being athletic enough to go out and chase the pick and roll. You know, he's been solid. You know, obviously now, you know, with Morris and Porter and Wall and Beal, you are strong in your first unit and dynamic. I mean, Wall is having a terrific year at 23 points a night and almost 11 assists, along with 4.5 rebounds. Bradley Beal really coming into his own, scoring almost 23 a night on his own. Otto Porter, a great two-way player, chipping in with 14-plus a night and almost 7 rebounds. You know, Markieff Morris at the big forward. Again, also solid, 14.5 points a night, 6.5 rebounds. So it is led by their backcourt, the offense of Beal and Wall. But every one of these guys can score, and every one of these starters contribute. Their weakness was they got nothing off of their bench at all, and it was one of the worst benches in the league. And before the deadline, they added Bojan Bogdanović, who, very capable scorer off the bench. He's a guy who can play some two. He's a guy who can play some three. He can certainly shoot the basketball and fill it up and be an offensive threat off the bench. But where they've also suffered is the backup to John Wall. And that's why John Wall's had to play so many minutes, almost 37 a night, because you brought in Trey Burke to be the backup point guard to John Wall, and he's been an incredible disappointment. So now it looks like once Brandon Jennings, recently released by the Knicks, clears waivers, that he's going to go to the Washington Wizards and provide a quality backup to John Wall, which means as the regular season moves along, you can be a little more judicious with John Wall's minutes and get him ready for the grind of that next season, which is the postseason. So I love this move for Washington. And when you start to look at what they've done and the injuries that they're not dealing with, they've done a lot to they've quietly done quite a bit to help themselves. Bogdanović, now it makes them too deep at the two guard position, the small forward position, because he can play both and you can give him minutes at both and you can use him 25 minutes a night to be a key scorer. Brandon Jennings will provide the ideal backup at the point guard spot to John Wall, much the way Darren Williams will provide the key backup and ideal backup to Kyrie Irving in Cleveland. Jason Smith is an okay backup to Marcin Gortat, his 13 minutes a night. And, you know, Chris McCullough, they don't have much to back up Markieff Morris. And at times you can go small and they do so, and they play some matchup stuff with Kelly Oubre and they go a little bit small. So all of a sudden with these two guards that you've added over the last few days, Bogdanović at the deadline and now Brandon Jennings, you've all of a sudden fortified that bench scoring. The backcourt really is set depth-wise, and Bogdanović can swing up front and give you some time at the small forward position. So really, your perimeter players are you're too deep, on your depth chart with little concern, and you'll have plenty of scoring out of those guys. You're still a little thin in front court power depth, and you could probably use one more guy there. But beyond that, the Wizards have put themselves in the best position they could and have generally done a solid job here. Is it enough to close the gap between them and the Cavaliers? Not likely. but maybe in some ways with the moves that they have made to fortify their roster and get some guys that fit some roles, maybe they've moved ahead of Boston, who did nothing, as I've said. And Toronto, without Kyle Lowry, I don't know what they are. So maybe they've even moved ahead of Toronto, who in my mind was the clear number two. And again, we'll see how it all shakes out. I do think this is, you know, very much a fluid situation in the East behind Cleveland, who I think has the pieces to overcome the loss of Kevin Love should he not be able to get back in time to be a positive factor in the playoffs. But I do think the next couple of spots in the East are very fluid. I think Toronto would be the clear-cut number two had it not been for the injury to Kyle Lowry. But beyond him, beyond that, and as a result of that, I think that it's very, you know, it's very up in the air who the next team in the East is. It was Boston before everybody else made moves and Boston didn't. I do think, despite the fact that they are so much more as a whole than the sum of the parts, I do think Boston ultimately gets passed by Washington right now. And I even think, without Kyle Lowry, perhaps by Toronto, because of what they've done and the depth that they acquired, maybe to overcome a Kyle Lowry injury. I think the bigger issue for the Raptors is in the postseason without Kyle Lowry, if that's the case. And then, Washington may be that team that stamped themselves as the number two, but it'll be wide open in those next three teams behind the Cleveland Cavaliers. And it'll be interesting without Kevin Love how close these teams can get to the Cleveland Cavaliers. So in essence, that's your NBA. And, you know, there are some big stories led by Kevin Durant. And we'll all be waiting on the results today. And then tomorrow, once we know the results, we can speak even more intelligently about the short-term future, particularly the 2017 season for the Golden State Warriors and what their playoff run may look like. The Cavaliers adding their final piece. We talked about their fortunes. And we talked about the fortunes of the rest of the East with the moves of Washington, the inactivity of Boston, and the key injury to Toronto. We'll wrap up Hour 1 next year on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What's your rush style, buddy? What do you say we slip in the back seat and you make a man out of me?
We say I smack you around for a while.
Can't we do both?
I love that kid. He's got the right idea.
As we get ready to tie a bow around hour one of the Spano and Black Attack, and we look ahead to hour two, obviously hour one, the focus was wall-to-wall NBA. Again, all the big headlines, all the big stories led by the hyperextended left knee of Kevin Durant. And everybody waits with bated breath to find out the status of that knee injury. We also talked again about the Cavaliers securing the services of Andrew Bogut to be their bench big slash rim protector and the versatility he gives them. And then finally, the Washington Wizards continue to help themselves and fortify their bench, their real Achilles heel, by adding Brandon Jennings to be John Wall's backup point guard. And we talked about the many ways that can help. In hour number two, the focus is going to be on the NFL. A couple of notable players have been cut. We'll talk about what it means to their careers going forward, what it means to the team's respective salary caps, and perhaps how they replace these players who have now departed and will no longer be wearing their uniform. And then at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Alejandro Villanueva of the Pittsburgh Steelers will join us, and he'll be joined by Colonel Jeffrey Grammer. And they'll talk a little bit about the Defense and Vets Brain Injury Center. And then we'll talk a little Steelers with Alejandro Villanueva as well, as they made a couple of notable moves this week. But that's a wrap on hour number one. Hour number two is ahead. It will be focused on the National Football League. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it is.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We have the worst financial recovery in 65 years.
That's President Trump in his biggest speech since Inauguration Day, delivering it during prime time to a joint session of Congress as well as the nation.
We will raise wages, help the unemployed, save billions and billions of dollars, and make our communities safer for everyone.
Trump called for a $1 trillion investment in the nation's infrastructure in his speech. His speech also breaking a Twitter record. It was the most tweeted of any address given before a joint session of Congress ever. Still, Democrats like Congressman Elliot Engel of New York, not impressed.
If he wants to build bridges to Democrats, you know, we'll work with him. I'd be happy to work with him, but we've seen none of that. There were still little things in what he had to say that's problematic.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep, motorized.
Okay, well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Oh, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly, and I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
But you'll take the credit.
Yeah.
My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury, and during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
A deputy sheriff hospitalized in Orlando following a shooting yesterday. The Orange County Sheriff's Office has not detailed exactly what happened. The Speaker of the House weighs in on the investigations into reported ties between President Trump and Russia. Here's Sharon Reed.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says the American people need to know what, if anything, took place between the Trump camp and Russia.
We need to get answers. We need to make sure that nothing happened that shouldn't have happened.
But during an interview with NBC's Today Show, the Wisconsin Republican stopped short of calling for a special prosecutor. Two members of the House Intelligence Committee have said there's no evidence yet of improper contact between Trump or his associates and the Russians. But California Republican Daryl Issa is calling for the use of a special prosecutor.
Today is the first day of Lent, as it's Ash Wednesday, kicking off the Lenten season when many Catholics either fast or give something up for 40 days. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, this is USA Radio News.
The letter showed up in my mailbox with no tracks in the snow, and it might have been signed by God.
You're not thinking about Gordon, are you?
This Friday,
Mackenzie Phillips.
Do I know you?
Believe in miracles.
Why did you bring me here?
The pain inside is devouring you.
We'd like to heal it if you'd let us.
That's why you're here, Mackenzie. This is your flying lesson.
The Shack, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Soundtrack featuring the new single, When I Pray For You, from Dan and Shay. In theaters Friday.
Uber's CEO apologizing to the company's employees following the release of a dash cam video that shows him chastising one of its drivers. The 6-minute video showing Travis Kalanick telling the driver to take responsibility and not to blame his problems on someone else. The driver had complained that reduced fares were costing him income. The video sparked outrage on Twitter, and not just by drivers for Uber. A lot of passengers felt the same way. A Texas judge says a former college football star who went on to be a Cleveland Browns quarterback for a while is dragging his feet in fulfilling a plea deal.
You're in charge of what happens to your case, okay?
Initially a football phenom, even earning the name Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel tells a judge he needs to get his life in order, promising to do so, but the judge reminds him not everyone gets the opportunity that Manziel has been offered.
Mr. Manziel gets to decide whether this case gets dismissed or not.
That hearing in a Dallas courtroom yesterday was in connection with a plea deal for misdemeanor assault on a then-girlfriend. Manziel has failed to complete terms of the deal, which includes drug rehab, within a year. And owners of Snapchat expected to price its initial public offering when the markets close today, and it's expected to have a valuation of $19 to $22 billion. It would be the richest valuation in a U.S. tech IPO since Facebook in 2012. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You name the game, but anything you start, I figure to finish.
Now, the game in hour two is going to be the National Football League on this hump day edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm the biggest hump you'll find anywhere. My name is Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. Join the discussion at 1-800-878-PLAY. Again, 1-800-878-7529. And as I said, the focus of hour number two is the National Football League. Couple of notable stars in this league have been cut by their former, by their now former teams. We'll talk about the impact on those teams' salary cap, the impact on those players' careers, and, you know, and a whole lot more in what it means to the future of both the players that have been cut and the teams that have cut them. That's going to be a big chunk of hour number two. Then at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, again, Alejandro Villanueva, offensive tackle for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Colonel Jeffrey Grammer will join us, and we'll talk about the fact that March is Brain Injury Awareness Month, and we'll talk about the Defense and Veterans Brain Injury Center that's going to launch, and we'll also take some time to talk about some of the off-season work the Pittsburgh Steelers have done and what else the Steelers need to do to pass the New England Patriots and get back to the big game and get to Super Bowl 52. That's our number two. There are so many ways to take the Spano and Black Attack with you on the go via your devices. Let's talk about them quickly. And let's talk about the award-winning website, sportsbyline.com, with the Listen Live link, the bunch of archived interviews that you can access. We'll talk about the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, and Stitcher Smart Radio, that you can download to any device you may have, that all have on-demand content, also all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And of course, let us not forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, most notably the Spano and Black Attack. We'll kick off hour number two next, talking a little Jets. They cut a long time stalwart of their defensive backfield. We'll talk about it next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Keep it where it is.
I'm Eric Newton with your Match.com Together Minute. Look, I get it. You're listening to a sports network right now, and you're wondering to yourself, what relevance does this baloney about relationships have to me? Hey, totally. You're way more interested in a team at this point than you are in a conversation about marriage. Otherwise, you'd be listening to Oprah, right? But look, since you've gone this far with me, just consider this. If you get right down to it, everything in our world is about cooperation. That's obvious if you think about team sports, but it's more fundamental than that. Cooperation is humanity's very survival mechanism. Sports and games are an excellent way of building and then testing those survival skills. And that's my only point in all of this. I'm not here to be Pollyanna about love. I'm just saying that if you pay attention, the same fundamental skills apply to love as do to the game. And anyway, it's all a game. I'm Eric Newton from The Together Show with your Match.com Together Minute. To check out our podcast, go to together.show. 1 in 3 relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This is painful for every single one of us. There are a couple guys crying in the locker room right now.
Well, there's a basketball rejoiner, but it's football time, NFL style, as we kick off hour number two and the final hour of the program here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Join the discussion at 1-800-878-PLAY. Again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. And I guess the place we have to go to start hour number two is to the long-awaited, long-anticipated, but now finally done New York Jets cut of Darrelle Revis. The Jets have decided to cut ties with Darrelle Revis, effective immediately. And Revis will count $6 million against the Jets cap in the form of dead money. But releasing Darrelle Revis has freed up $9.3 million in cap space for a Jets team that came into the offseason with one of the most untenable and one of the worst cap situations in the National Football League this year. But with the moves they've made, cutting Nick Mangold, not exercising the option on Ryan Clady, and other moves, they now have $29 million in cap space. They're devoid of any players and any talent, but they now have $29 million in available cap space and perhaps could free up even more if they move on from, say, you know, we've heard the rumors that Brandon Marshall may be on the hop, and that would free up about $7.5 million. They'd like to trade Sheldon Richardson and his $8 million. So between if they can move on from those two guys, they wouldn't get much of anything, if anything at all, for Brandon Marshall, as that would be a release. And in Sheldon Richardson, they could move him. He's not going to bring the first round pick that they would covet because of his off the field issues and the fact that he did not have a great 2016 season. But I guess he could bring a second or third round pick to be sure. And for a team that looks like it's going to, divest itself of a lot of veterans and admits that it is time to rebuild, it may not be such a bad strategy for the New York Jets, as the one position where they actually have any depth is defensive end. And with Muhammad Wilkerson already counting $18 million against their cap, you know, $26 million for two defensive ends. That's a lot of resources along that defensive end, at the defensive end position. And that says nothing of the $5 million that Leonard Williams counts. They just have too many resources in the form of dollars tied up in three key, very talented defensive linemen. One of them's going to have to go. Well, they're committed to Muhammad Wilkerson, who's the better citizen. Sheldon Richardson may be the better player, and that's debatable. And Leonard Williams may be the best of the bunch. He's also the cheapest. That said, it looks to me like the Jets may well, before the draft, move Sheldon Richardson and try and get a second or third round pick. And I think that's a realistic and fair figure for all sides when you consider how his play took a downturn last year and some of the off the field issues. And at 26, he's still young. So with that being the case, that would help the Jets continue to rebuild, as they have three picks in the top 70 and four in the top 107 of this upcoming NFL draft. But they've divested themselves of Revis, and they've divested themselves of other pieces. And I wouldn't be shocked if they divested themselves of a couple of more that ended up getting them over $15 million. And that would have them in a position where they'd have $44, $45 million in available cap space. They'd have some picks. They could get themselves to somewhere in the area of five picks in the top 100. And they would be in a position to turn things around, not necessarily quickly, because I could see them taking on a minor rebuilding / retooling project, knowing that they don't have the quarterback in a league where you have to have a quarterback to win. And the fact that they know that a lot of their talent grew old around them, and they're going to have to turn the page. And sometimes you got to kind of hit the skids a little bit before you can move forward. That said, let's talk about the Revis cut specifically. Again, they get away from a player whose skills had diminished, and he simply could not be an effective starting corner in this league anymore with the way his skills suddenly eroded. If he wasn't so darn expensive and so darn unlikable, I think there's a chance the Jets try to rework this deal and perhaps kick him inside. But the fact that the contract was so expensive, Revis has always been very reticent to renegotiate and rework deals and make business deals, you know, unless they absolutely positively favor him. I think when you couple that with the great acrimony between him and the organization, you know, the organization doesn't like him. They haven't forgotten how many times they've been held hostage by him in contract negotiations. They haven't forgot the plea for respect despite his diminishing skills and despite his lack of sentimentality and always being about himself and his business deal first and foremost. You couple that with the trouble he recently got in Pittsburgh, and this became a real easy decision. You ain't got it on the field anymore. It wasn't as though you were one of these players who made it so much easier for us to get better by giving us some flexibility with your contract. It was always about, F you, pay me. You get in trouble off the field. You put all of that together, and this decision came to the Jets very, very easily. We'll happily eat the $6 million in dead cap space, free up the $9.3 million, and say goodbye to you, Darrell Revis, because you're not a likable person. And when you're not one of the best corners in the game, you're not somebody we run around. So long, bye-bye, God bless Darrell Revis. It'll be a long, long time before there is a Darrell Revis day at MetLife Stadium. And in some ways, not because of his play, but because of how selfish he was in so many ways, rightfully so. Again, for the Jets, no QB. they've let go of a lot of talented people to free up salary cap space. They don't have a lot of talent on that roster anymore. I could see a couple of more talented but expensive guys be shown the door as well or traded. And suddenly the Jets, instead of playing with $29 million, are playing with somewhere around $40-odd million, and they will start phase one of their rebuilding project. But they got a tough schedule. They don't have a lot of talent. They have none at the most important position on the field, and that's quarterback. So you might as well try and get some extra picks in this draft, try and fortify and bring in some young talent. Also clear up that cap space and see if you can start signing some pieces that may be able to help you a year or two down the road as you embark on this retooling project, which I don't know how long it will take, but if you do it right, you might be able to fix what ails you pretty quickly, as you are far from completely devoid of talent. Up next, Kansas City Chiefs cut one of the very best running backs in franchise history. We'll tell you why and what it means to both Jamaal Charles and the Chiefs next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo, subject to qualification while supplies last. This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo, subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, you gonna sit there and let him talk to me like that?
Nope.
Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Jamal Charles, no longer a Kansas City Chief. Not surprising, as they've found in Spencer Ware and Chardarrick West other running backs to take the load that Jamal Charles has not been able to carry over the last couple of years. Realize Charles tore his ACL in 2015 in game 5 of the regular season, and we didn't see him again for 2015. In the 2016 season, he did appear in 3 games, but we really never saw much of Jamal Charles as he dealt with constant swelling in that knee. And in those 3 games, he played a grand total, or he ran, I should say, for a grand total of 40 yards. Well, that's not a lot. That's not a lot of yardage. And so over 2 years, you have a guy who got injured, tore an ACL, and from there was no factor last year, as you could activate him in only 3 games. And that very same knee that was injured was the one that you had to deal with constant swelling in that knee. And he literally ran for 40 yards the entire year. And you found far younger and cheaper, and at this point in your career, more effective replacements, whether it be Spencer Ware, who led the team in rushing with 921 yards and chipped in with 33 catches for another 447 yards out of the backfield, along with Charkandrick West, who rushed it for almost 300 yards in spot duty. And don't forget, you had the emergence out of nowhere of Tyreek Hill, who, again, you know, was a special weapon out of the backfield, you know, not only catching the football, but also rushing the football as a change of pace option. So, you know, it was time for the Chiefs, who were also dealing with one of the very worst cap situations in the NFL, to move on from an aging Jamal Charles. You know, you save $6 million in cap space, and that now finally gives you, you know, a grand total of $9+ million, almost $10 million in cap space, and that's not a lot of cap space. It's one of the worst cap situations in the league. And the good news for them, that is after they end up locking up Eric Berry on the long-term deal. But you got Dontari Poe's going to be out there in free agency, and very limited ways, you know, that you can either keep him or address any of the other needs that you have. So pretty much you cut Charles to get yourself a little wiggle room as it relates to salary cap space, but you don't really have enough to either bring back, outside of Eric Berry, any of your best free agents of your own, or go out there and sign very many impact players to fortify this roster. So while the AFC is not great in 2017, the Chiefs may slide back a little bit, and they're certainly behind, in my mind, New England, Pittsburgh, Oakland, and they may end up being behind a couple of other teams depending on how the offseason shakes out for them. Some teams have a lot of money, may be climbing and on their way, or may realize their potential and spend some more money. And others who may or may not have a ton of money may have one or two weaknesses to shore up that may radically change them. So the Chiefs kind of in a holding pattern with an okay quarterback, a couple of solid but not spectacular running backs. You bring back your stud franchise safety. have some free agents out there and limited ability to upgrade where you from where you were last year, don't know that they are going to be anything special. Probably make the playoffs, but go out quietly like most Andy Reid teams do in the postseason. But again, for the Chiefs, this was a cut they had to make. They needed cap flexibility, and Jamaal Charles, at the now age of 30, with all the tread worn off of those tires and showing that he was not able to bounce back from the ACL tear, he had to move on. What does the future hold for him? I really, really don't know. Old running backs don't get big contracts. Old running backs who are 2 years removed, but in many ways still not recovered from injuries, I don't think they get any kind of contract. So the end may be near for Jamaal Charles based on how poorly he recovered from that torn ACL. We'll be watching. There may be somebody out there that brings him in on the cheap and says, maybe we can catch lightning in a bottle with this complimentary back, and maybe there is something left. Another off-season of rest, rehab, and whatnot may allow him to bring that out of himself. We shall see. Something very, very interesting to watch. But I don't think there's any big offers for Jamaal Charles. I think if he does agree to play somewhere, it'll be $1 million for 1 year. Maybe there'll be some incentives. And you're not bringing him in as your lead back. He's going to be a complimentary back because of his versatility. He can catch passes out of the backfield. He certainly can run from scrimmage when healthy. And you'll want to see what he has left and how he can help you. And it's kind of the same thing for Darrelle Revis, who's also on the wrong side of 30 and, you know, really saw his skills dissipate quickly. You know, he's no longer a capable NFL corner. There may be a team, that takes a minimum salary, $1 million, 1 year deal gamble on him and tries to slide him inside. But his days as a lockdown corner, or for that matter, in the National Football League as a corner, period, are probably over. You know, these are both guys on the wrong side of 30. So, you know, in a league where younger and cheaper is always the best answer in many cases for these teams because of the salary cap era, you know, I don't know where Jamaal Charles goes. Who wants a 30-year-old running back? I don't know where Darrelle Revis, at well on the wrong side of 30, with clearly diminished skills, where he goes. He's not going to go play corner anywhere. Somebody's going to try and kick him inside, perhaps. And if he's amenable to that and he's willing to play for the minimum, he may find a home. And if he adjusts to life at safety, maybe he gives you a few good years. We shall see. Regular tweeter to the show, Freddie Calzone at F Calzone asks, can you see Jamaal Charles going to the Cowboys? I guess, you know, in a reserve role, but he'd be the number three back there as they have Alfred Morris there. And, of course, they have Ezekiel Elliott. So it's pretty likely if you do bring in Jamaal Charles on a flyer, you know, he's going to be your number three back, and he's not really going to make any significant impact as he's not going to see the field very much. He's not going to command any money. As I said, he is a minimum salary player at this stage of his career, because he did not rebound from that injury. But again, as I said, could I see him perhaps going there as the number three back? Maybe. I think it's a possibility. I think they're more likely to draft a younger back as the number three back and prepare for the time when Alfred Morris is a little too expensive, a little too old, and a little too beat up, and they decide to move on from him as their number two back. But clearly, you go there, the bell cow is Ezekiel Elliott. That's the reality. Bell cow is Ezekiel Elliott. He is going to be in there almost all the time. You know, the backups there do not play much. Alfred Morris is a nice change of pace for them, a physical back, you know, plays a couple of series a game just to keep down, you know, to limit the wear on Ezekiel Elliott. So the third back's not really going to play at all because Elliott's shown that he's capable of catching the ball out of the backfield as well. Could this be a place for $1 million that Jamal Charles lands? I guess. Why not? I don't know if there's a team that's going to take a flyer on him because of how poorly he recovered from the injury. But certainly it is something that bears watching and to see if he ultimately ends up having to retire, not necessarily on his own terms, but because there's no offers out there for him. Same thing for Darrell Revis. Does he eventually end up having to retire because there are no offers out there for him because nobody's going to see him as a corner anymore? And will a team want to deal with him? Can they cut a deal with him? And can they convince him to move inside? All questions that will be answered only in time. Alejandro Villanueva and Colonel Jeffrey Grammer join us next here on the Spano and Black Attack. So you keep it right here.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the discussion, dial me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. If you like Twitter better, like my friend Freddie Calzone at F Calzone. Hit me up on Twitter at JoeSpano56, or you can do so at Sports Byline USA. And we're just waiting on Alejandro Villanueva of the Pittsburgh Steelers and Colonel Jeffrey Grammer, who is the National Director of the Defense and Veterans Brain Injury Center. It's Brain Injury Awareness Month, and we're going to talk to these two gentlemen about not only brain injury awareness, but in the case of Alejandro, we'll talk to him about his beloved Pittsburgh Steelers, the team that employs him as their starting left tackle. And we'll take a look at their prospects for the 2017 season. But let's go out to the phones and bring in Alejandro Villanueva of the Pittsburgh Steelers and Colonel Jeffrey Grammer. I'm sitting up straighter in my chair, Colonel. You are the National Director of the Defense and Veterans Brain Injury Center, and it's a pleasure to have both of you on the Spano and Black Attack this morning.
Great. Thank you. We're having a little bit of technical issue with Mr. Villanueva.
Okay, so I have you, Colonel, at this moment, correct?
Yes, sir.
All righty. As soon as we get Alejandro on the line, I'm sure we'll be informed. But let's start out by talking to you, Colonel, and talk to us a little bit about the Defense and Veterans Brain Injury Center that's going to launch and making our active members of the military and also our veterans who have served in the past more aware of the brain injuries that they may be dealing with and not even aware of.
Yes, so the Defense and Veteran Brain Injury Center is actually celebrating its 25th year anniversary this year. And, you know, we work and partner with the Veterans Administration really to sort of advance care for service members and veterans and their families who have been impacted by traumatic brain injury. This year, we are observing Brain Injury Awareness Month with a Think Ahead campaign, and we're using the hashtag Think Ahead. We want people to think ahead about preventing head injury, so using personal protective equipment or avoiding activities that are associated with head injury or high risk of head injury. We want people to know the signs so that they can identify whether they or a loved one have suffered from a head injury. And finally, get help so that, you know, if you even think you've had a head injury, it's important that you get evaluated because getting into treatment can impact your outcome positively.
You know, Colonel, and let's talk a little bit about, you know, we know in the case of Alejandro as a professional football player, you know, he's subject to what is in essence a car crash somewhere in the area of 70 times a game. But talk about some of the risks for our active military men and, you know, those that are no longer active, our veterans, and where they may have been exposed to head trauma and what they should exactly be aware of.
Yeah, you bring up a good point, and I'll probably give an answer that's a little bit unexpected, but most head injuries occur outside of the combat theater, and the military is actually very much like the general population. People get head injuries from falling down or from motor vehicle accidents. So, you know, with this campaign, while it's definitely important to make sure that you're aware of head injury in things like football or, let's say, airborne jumps, it is even more important to think about for people to even think about head injury just in their day-to-day lives.
Now, you had mentioned that you know the center, the Defense and Veterans Brain Injury Center, is now 25 years old and it's celebrating its 25th anniversary. But they're launching Brain Injury Awareness Month. I've got to ask because you are the national director of this center. 25 years ago, none of us were thinking about brain trauma and brain injuries the way we do now. What led the military and the armed forces to be ahead of the curve in thinking about and studying the dangers of brain trauma?
The military's been interested in trying to understand brain injury for many years. If you even think back to World War I, you know, we coined the term shell shock. But we've been actively researching brain injury, you know, at least since Vietnam. DBIC was actually created out of a congressional authorization because both the military and our elected leadership recognized the need to better understand and treat brain injury. And actually, you know, it was very fortuitous because it really helped us during the recent conflict. We already had an established research clinical and educational program so that we could try to get ahead of the curve on this issue.
Any specific goals for brain injury awareness, the Brain Injury Awareness Month this year in 2017? Do you, as the director of this institute, and does the institute as a whole, have any specific goals that it wants to achieve in this Brain Injury Awareness Month?
Yes, we want for people to spread the message. And so that would be sharing our hashtag ThinkAhead. We want people to visit our website at dvbic.deco.mil. That's dvbic.deco.mil. And we really want people to think about brain injury, to try to prevent the injury, to recognize the symptoms, and to get help. This is not just a phenomenon that affects soldiers and athletes, but really it affects everyone.
That is the voice of Colonel Jeffrey Grammer joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. And we're still trying to connect with Alejandro Villanueva, as you said.
I'm here. I can hear you guys.
Oh, excellent.
The whole interview. Wonderful interview by Colonel Grammer.
They said you're having some technical issues. Yeah, Alejandro, I'm going to take this opportunity. We'll ask a question about, you know, the Defense and Vets Brain Injury Center. And then I want to move on to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, you as an Army Ranger and as a professional football player, West Point graduate as well, and we do Army-Navy every year, and we'd love to go out down and see the people and enjoy that. You are probably more aware than the average man of the impact of brain trauma and brain injuries. And talk about how near and dear to your heart this center is to you and how aware it's made you of the issues that you may be dealing with now and in the future.
Well, you know, in all honesty, I think the Pittsburgh Steelers organization has done a lot, not only for all the players that are currently suffering or have suffered from you know, concussions or traumatic brain injury, but also raise awareness. And I think this is what's important about this campaign, Think Ahead. You know, it's not only affecting football players and service members; it's affecting everybody. And there's very few steps, you know, about, you know, if you're proactive, if you're thinking ahead of the things that you're going to be doing, that can mitigate some of these risks. And so, you know, I've seen you know, how it affects players. I've seen how it affects service members. I've seen the negative things. I've myself experienced concussions playing football and in the military. And so it's something that has to be taken very seriously. And this awareness campaign can do a lot of good for the general population if they understand the symptoms, and they know when to seek help.
And it means you can still keep an active lifestyle if you're smart and sensible in your approach. Would that be fair to say?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, obviously you're not going to prevent every single accident, you know, in the world that can happen, every single disease. But what you can do is be proactive and stay ahead of the curve. And so that's what this Thinking Ahead campaign is all about. It's more about raising awareness of what to do and what's happening to your brain. You know, when you get a concussion, when you get hit, when you get jolted, when you're involved in an accident, and knowing that it's not just when you're playing in front of, you know, 80,000 people on a National Football League, or, you know, jumping out of an airplane in the military. It's when you're doing daily things in life that you know, something that can affect you.
Let's go on the field. Let's talk about your Pittsburgh Steelers. They make a couple of huge moves over the last few days. Franchise tag for Le'Veon Bell, which means he'll be back for the 2017 season, and a long-term deal for Antonio Brown. Looks like the core of your offense is all in place for a big run forward in 2017. Talk about what locking those guys up and having them there, in the case of Bell, for at least 2017, but for Antonio Brown, 2017 and beyond. Talk about what it means to this offense and what we can expect to see out of the Steelers' offense for 2017.
Well, I mean, I think they're both tremendous players. Obviously, they've shown that they're the best in the business of what they do, both the wide receiver and the running back. And I think that, you know, for the Steelers, they have two great weapons, and it's going to be a fun task for the coaches to be able to utilize them and maximize their effectiveness on the field. So, you know, it's obviously, you know, really good for them in their personal lives that they can They can now, you know, say that they've achieved, you know, such, you know, difficult things in life, such as, you know, an extension for Antonio Brown and for Le'Veon Bell. And so I think, you know, I think the Steelers are very happy, and that was definitely the right move on their part.
Well, a final couple of questions before we let you run. We'll try and keep you somewhat on schedule here. You know, you make it back to the AFC Championship game. You come up short against the eventual Super Bowl champion New England Patriots. You know, and that's always tough. So how do you guys move forward from there? You look at the landscape in 2017 in the AFC, and the window of opportunity is wide open for you guys. What do you guys need to do in the offseason to fortify this roster beyond what you've already done to make that leap number one? And what are you doing personally to get ready for that 2017 charge?
You know, I think the team, you know, is making decisions that are going to obviously improve the roster. That's the job. You know, the coaches take it very seriously, or the GM takes it very seriously. Me personally, right now, it's a moment of sort of, you know, looking at the big picture and not really focus on next season yet. You know, we don't know. I don't even know who we play yet. So I think, you know, the season will start taking form, you know, with OTAs and whatnot, and I'll probably be able to give you a better answer then.
All righty. Final one before we let you run. Here we go. First of all, I've got to ask you, you know, the two vocations that you've chosen as an adult were to jump out of an airplane to serve our country, and we thank both of you for your service. And number two, it's to get into what is in essence a car wreck 70 times a day, 16 times a year as an NFL offensive lineman. Any regrets because of the risk that it poses to you in the future? And if you had it all to do again, would you do it all again, number one? And number two, gentlemen, tell us how others could spread the word about Brain Injury Awareness Month as we let you both get out the door.
I personally would not change any of the decisions I've made in life. I make them, you know, consciously with you know, a risk in mind, and I just try to mitigate it the best I can. And for the campaign, I think Colonel Grandma has a good initiative.
Yeah, real quick, just everyone spread that hashtag, think ahead, look for it, share it, get it out there, and go to our website, divvic.deco.mil. So thank you very much.
Gentlemen, it's truly been a pleasure. I want to thank both of you for your time and for your service to the greatest country in the world, the good old U.S. of A. Let's do this again soon and have a great campaign. And for you guys also, Alejandro, a great 2017 season and beyond.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Alejandro Villanueva, Colonel Jeffrey Grammer, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. And we're talking about hashtag Think Ahead this March. March is Brain Injury Awareness Month. And the Defense and Veterans Brain Injury Center, we talked about it, 25 years. It's been in existence. It celebrates its 25th anniversary, and they've launched Brain Injury Awareness Month, and we spent a lot of time in that interview talking about awareness of brain injuries and a little bit of time talking with Alejandro about the Pittsburgh Steelers and the upcoming 2017 season. We'll tie a bow around this Wednesday edition next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Keep it where it is.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, let's wrap up this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Another great edition. We always bring you the hardest hitting sports talk, the latest news, the most insightful interviews. It's always fun here on the Spano and Black Attack, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Remember, follow me on Twitter at Span56. But most importantly, follow the network here on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. And take advantage of getting all the latest 411 on what's coming up on Sports Byline, what's next. Also, you can make sure to find out what's coming up on Best of Byline. It's a two-hour block on weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern time. That's 3 to 5 Pacific time, Monday through Friday. So if there's anything that you missed, like all the great sports talk today, and you want to catch it, go to Best of Byline, and you'll see what's coming up on go to at Sports Byline, and you'll see what's coming up on Best of Byline. And whether it's something from the Spano and Black Attack, whether it's something from Titillating Sports, whatever. But you'll get a chance to catch those things that you couldn't hear earlier in the day because your schedule got in the way. Well, great edition of the Attack is in the books. Special thanks to Robert. Of course, special thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to the Spano and Black Attack, stay there. I'm Joe Spano. Until we meet again, good day, all.